Today's daf is daf Mem Ches. We're holding the last line of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Tani Reb Chia. Tani Reb Chia. Reb Chia brought a braisa. What was Reb Chia's braisa all about? Remember the last couple of days, we've been tumbling and we've been learning about the inyan of Heftzi Hefker, if they're koinin shvisa or not. If chafetzim that do not belong to anyone, they are totally abandoned, do they have a din of tchum, Shabbos, and yontif or not? And we had a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that chafetzi hefker are koinin shvisa. Chum say no, chafetzi hefker not koinin shvisa. So now we're going to talk about a real life case that Rabbi Chia brings in a price. It's Tony Rabbi Chia. So the Gabba points out correctly that yesterday we followed up with an extensive discussion not only on the inyan of Heftzei Hefker, but also Heftzei Akum, Yishukoyach Gabba. But we don't have to get involved in that today.
We don't do old machlaikas in here.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Tani Rav Chia. So Rav Chia learned in a braisa. Chayrim shebein tchumei Shabbos. What means chayrim? Chayrim, says Rashi, means a fish net. It's the type of material and type of weaving that they use to go and chop fish. If you want to chop fish, you have to go and take such as a longer fish neck to go and chop. I'm not talking about an individual fish that you take with a fishing rod and with one fishing hook. We're talking about a ganze net to go and capture 10, 20, 50 fish. So that type of net was used as a machitza between one tchum and the other tchum. We'll explain what that means in a moment. But everybody should please understand, we're not talking about a very, very sturdy type of machitza. We're talking about the flimsiest type of machitza. Think of if you have, any of you have ever played ping pong. Ping pong is a type of game where you So in the middle of a ping pong table, there is a very flimsy type of machitza between one and the other. Even the most modern Orthodox, I believe, hold that that's not, wouldn't be kosher for
tennis,
purposes.
In tennis, you have it also.
But this is shalach.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
Why do you need a machitza between tchum and who cares?
We're going to talk about that in a moment. Listen to Rabbi Cohen.
Say a net. Why do you have to go into such
a exactly.
He wants to give us
a net.
Anyway, so there was a net between the two tchumen. Now, what does that mean that we had a net between two tchumen? So Rashi explains, we have two towns which are adjoining one another, but they're not touching one another. There is, in between the two towns, there's a distance of 4,000 amis. And therefore, town number one has 2,000 amis tchum, and town number two has tchum Shabbos of 2,000 amis. So therefore, people that live in the town on the right-hand side, they can go all the way to the end of their tchum. The people from the town on the left-hand side can go all the way to the end of their tchum. And when they come together, they can each smile at one another. Perhaps they can even say Shalom Aleichem to one another. But they cannot go over the tchum to the other side. Because once you go over to the tchum on the other side, it'll be 2,001 amos. You'll have a din of outside your tchum, you'll have four amos, maybe two in each side, four in one side. Anyway, but bottom line is, you're now let it go over that tchum. Okay, fine. So now, where those two tchumen met, the tchum of the right city and the left city, they had not only did they have land, but they also had a pool of water that was in between the two tchumen of the two towns. Meaning that, think of that there was a net, or there was a machitza from one end of the tchum to the other end of the tchum, and smack in the middle, underneath that net, there was a pool of water. There was a lake of water. You want me to put it on the side? I'll put it on the side. They had a pool of water. All right. So what difference does that make? What difference does that make means that half of the water was in the tchum of the right town, and half of the water was in the tchum of the left town. And people on Shabbos wanted to be able to draw water from that pool, from that lake, and take it home and use it for drinking and use it for washing and use it for this and use it for that. They wanted to go and take water out on Shabbos.
It was Yom Tov.
Or Yom Tov. Shabbos, of course, Shabbos with an Erev Vishtai Tzuchiyah. Good. Anyway, but bottom line is, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? Although they had this machitza down the middle where you had the water between the Tumchei Shabbos, Tzarech machitza shel barza lahafsikai. That machitza of a cherem, of a fishnet, is garnish vet. It's not worth anything. You need an iron curtain. You need a Chinese wall to split down the water down the middle. Why? As we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, because this Braiser Rab Chia holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that even though this water does not have an owner, it's Heftze Hefker. So normally, if you hold like the Rabbanon, Heftze Hefker doesn't have a shvisa, doesn't have a tchum, so anybody can take that water on Shabbos and take it, or Yom Tov, and take it into his own tchum. Belongs to my tchum, and it has no owner, it's totally hefker. So once I draw some of the water, I can take it wherever I can go. So if I can go 2,000 amos this direction or that direction, no problem. According to Rabbanan, you wouldn't need any separation in the Mechitza Shabbat. However, could Rabbi Yechim Nuri, that the Chafti Hefker are Koine and Shvisa, and now you have to add one Nekuda. They are not Koine their own Shvisa in the sense of 2,000 Amos from where the water is standing, but rather since this body of water is within the Tchum of the neighboring city, it becomes part and parcel of that Tchum Shabbos, and so therefore everybody who lives in that city can take from that water because it's part of the Tchum. However, they cannot take from the water on the other side of the Tchum. Even if they could get there, they couldn't take that water. Why couldn't they take that water? Because that water doesn't belong to my Tchum, it's part of the other tchum. It's not just Chafti Hefker, I can go and take it. It's your Hefker. But it's Chafti Hefker, which are Koine Shvisa. Not Koine its own Shvisa of 2,000 Amos in all directions, but it's Koine the Shvisa of the tchum in which it finds itself. Half of the water are in the right tchum, half of the water is in the left tchum, and never the twain shall meet.
The
two waters mix. And since the two waters mix, if I'm going to go and draw some of the water, I'm not only taking my water from my tchum, I'm taking the water from the other tchum. And that I'm not allowed to do, because it's part of... See, if you hold like Rabban, it's not a problem. But if you hold like Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, that there is a kinyan shvisa to the water itself, then I cannot take the water from the other tchum.
The water that he's taking is only the water that's standing here right now.
The question is, but does the water stand stationary, or does it mix? Does it go and flow?
It has to do with Ben Ishmash. It's also, yeah, can, so you yeah.
Why can't you,
say
that when you have, it's similar to the case where you have four amas, you have eight amas, and two of the amas of each.
Yeah, but that's all b'dieven when you're outside of the tchum. That's not mitchila. You only have until 2,000 amos. Yeah. That's what you're saying, the two and the four and the eight, is if you've gone beyond your tchum and you want to get back, if you're within two amos or four amos, that's all b'dieven. But mitchila, you're now let it go out of your tchum even 1 inch. Anyway, so, yeah, this is a malzah. Anyway.
Once you took the water, all the shus, kind of.
Yeah.
So then
it's
not mixed, that's
really
enough.
Right.
So then it becomes into your
drawing
or the shus. So maybe the idea that it was mixed is irrelevant.
You hold like the Rabbanan.
No,
and the Rabbanan, a Rabbanan grace or grace of mentioning.
No, but it's always been a shmosh, so you can't change the tchum of the water.
Yeah, but according to Rabbanan, the water doesn't have a tchum.
So therefore it's nothing. It's
exactly nothing. So therefore, so what tchum does it have? The person who takes the water from it, it goes into his own tchum. Exactly.
Lemaisa, he could carry it to his own tchum, but the water never, it's not like his keli that really goes lachi ragli after him.
Not so simple, because Rashi earlier on says that once, if you hold Chefzi Hefker, have no kinyan shvisa, and then the Yankel on Shabbos goes and takes some of that water for himself, if afterwards Beryl wants to borrow some of the water from Yankel, he can only go and use it and carry it within Yankel's tchum, because Yankel has now been koine the water. If you hold Chafzi Hefker in, it's a chiddush because it's already after.
So in other words, it changes, the tchum changes for this water?
Exactly. Once one person is koine it, somebody else wants to take it.
Somebody argues with Rashi.
It's kumzai. Yeah. And you, yeah,
Vusuk Tegaba. Completely don't understand.
Yeah, the whole thing, you were totally lost. Yeah.
Why is that it doesn't need something that is really dividing it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he is dividing it.
Right, no, so that's but the point.
Without any visible thing.
Right, right. Rabbi isn't gerecht. Rabbi said, because it was a ganze tumah, let's quickly and succinctly explain exactly what's going on over here. Good. We have over here a body of water between two tchumah Shabbos.
Yeah.
The concern is that the waters are sloshing back and forth from right to left and left to right. They don't stand stationary, frozen in place.
So there is a difference between stationary and moving water?
That's the Gemara's going to talk about that in another 2 minutes, Kaba. If we if and when we get there, Mietchem, the Gemara is going to address that. Yes, I'm emphasizing it because that's very important at this point. So the point is the water is going back and forth. And therefore, if Reuven were to go and take the water from his side of the Tchum, if we could in fact divide it down the middle with a Chinese wall, it wouldn't be a problem because I am taking my water, I'm not taking water from the other side.
Preventing to go on.
Exactly. Yes. If you could prevent the water from going to one side to the other, then there wouldn't be a problem. All the Reuvens that live on the right-hand side, they're going to take their water. All the Shimons that live from the town on the left-hand side, they'll take their water, and there won't be a problem. Yes. And that's why the Priya says that if you only have a cheder means as a fishnet between Tchumi Shabbos, you have to have a big Chinese wall in between to split the waters down the middle. Because otherwise, Reuven is taking from Shimon's water. Shimon is taking from Reuven's water. It's not only Reuven, Shimon, it's all the whole town of Reuven. The whole town of Shimon are taking water from the other side. You're not allowed to take water. Because Reb Yochanan ben Nuri holds that the water chafzi hefker akoin and shvisa. This is what it says in Reb Chiya's Braisa. When Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina heard this, Mechayech Alei, he started smiling in somewhat of a mocking, snickering type of fashion. In fact, the new editions of the Art School, I think they even have a picture of Rabbi Yochanan. No, not yet. Anyway, so Mechayech Alei, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina, he was smiling when he heard this shtickle type. Why was he smiling? I have a very simple reason. Because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina felt that the halacha is like the Rabbanon, not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Only according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri am I worried about that chefze hefker akoyne shvisa. According to Rabbanon, these waters are all hefker. Anybody can take the waters and use it in his own tchum, and I don't have to worry about it. Reuven's water, Shimon's water, the other side, this side, doesn't make a difference. And that's the reason why he's smiling. After all, you always have mekilim and machmirim. So a person who's mekil, fine, so he's not machmir. So he should go and snicker at the machmirim. Yeah, a bunch of machmirim, they don't know what they're talking about. What's going on? Ella says, I'll tell you why Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina was smiling. Mishnah Desani said in the Brisa, "Nohores hamoishchen umayonis hanoivin harihen kiragle kolodim." We had this Gemara a couple of days ago, where the Gemara says that there is an exception to the general rule of chefzi hefker koinin shvisa, and that is if you're talking about flowing rivers or flowing mayonis springs. What difference does that make? So you remember Rashi said a couple of days ago, because there is no kinyan shvisa because the waters are never stationary, standing in place to be able to say, here is my residence. Because if the waters were to say, I am living over here, a second later they're living already 5 inches further or 5 feet further, depending on how quickly the water is flowing. So the point is, it never stands in one place. We have the same svara also legabe the svina, that the svina, if a person's on the svina, he doesn't have a kinyan shvisa, because as he's koyin shvisa, every four amas he keeps on going another four amas, another four amas. So here too, the water is constantly mained night, it's constantly on the move, and therefore it's not koyin shvisa. And therefore, harhen karagli kol odem, any person who wants to draw from this water and take it for himself, it goes according to that person's tchum, not according to the water's tchum. Ah, so that's the reason why he was smiling. I understand. Maybe the Reb Chiya's case is not talking about flowing waters. Maybe it's talking about a stationary pond or lake where the water stagnant. Otazai semuftzuchnish. It stays in place, and that's the reason why Reb Chiya says, since it's staying in place, it's not moving. It can be koinish visa, and since there, after all, is a drop of movement. In other words, it's not mamish frozen like a piece of ice. Some water does go back and forth. Abisala. That's why Reuven cannot take from the water because he's taking some of Shimon's water. And Shimon can't take some of the water because he's taking Reuven's water, because each one is taking from the other side of the Tchum. And that's why you got to put up the Mechitza Shel Barzel. So why is Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina smiling? We're talking about a normal case of Mechunasa. Says, well, I'll tell you why. Because the Brisa says Tzorach Mechitza Shel Barzel Hafsika. You have to build that Mechitza Shel Barzel. Umayishna Konim Deloy. What's wrong with just making a net or making a Mechitza out of Shtekelach, out of reeds? Because you're going to tell me to Ailu Bumaya, because that's not a very effective Mechitza. After all, it's so porous, it's such a holy Mechitza that holy water is going from both sides. Freaky Marshal Barzel Nami Ailu Bumaya. Even if you made it out of Basel, it would also have tremendous. Why? Oh, so Rashi explains Turiz. Number one, says Rashi, because when we're talking about a machitza, we mean a machitza of 10 tvachim tall. And therefore, even if you put the machitza into the water, it doesn't go all the way to the bottom of the lake. It's just suspended in midair. So therefore, you have water going from underneath. And Rashi says, and if you go all the way down to the bottom, Rashi says, it's impossible that there shouldn't be some air pockets, or maybe some water that is traveling underneath in the ground which is underneath the mechitza. In other words, put the mechitza all the way down as far as you can into the depth of the lake, but there's still sand underneath, and therefore there's still water that's being absorbed and seeping from one side to the other. So bottom line, you can make the best Chinese wall in the middle of the water, said Gunish Elf, and there will be some water going through. And so therefore, that's why we're smiling. You want to buy like a mechitza shel Basel. It's not going to be effective anyway. Frank Dimar v'dilma tzarech v'enloi takona koma. Maybe that's takab shat in the brisa that Reb Chiya is saying is old tevisin. According to Reb Yechem and Nuri, you have no eitzah. You could build that Chinese wall from here to the moon. Sitach gunish helfin. It's not going to help because it's still going to be porous. There'll still be water going from one side to the other. So vaita, why is Reb Yechem Chanina smiling? So now the Gemara comes up with the final reason. Elamishum de kalu shekila chacham b'mayim kid Rabbi Tavla. We had this Gemara already a couple of times in Masechta Shabbos and our Mechitza. What's the case of Rabbi Tavla? The boy minay Rabbi Tavla may Rav. Rabbi Tavla asked Rav the following shayla: Mechitza teluya ma'u shetatir b'chorva. Chorva means you have a building which is in ruins, and I want to be able to carry within the ruins on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Am I allowed to go and carry? Is there a problem? Now, what's the shaila? The shaila is, although this building is tak in ruins, but they still have some walls which are suspended in mid-air. In other words, where there used to be an external wall, which was nice, a beautiful wall, because of whatever happened, because of a Chas V'Shalom explosion, because of a Hurricane Sandy, half of that wall was cut away, but you still have the top part, the upper part of the wall, which is still connected to the roof or to the ceiling, so everybody can get into the ruins, no problem. The question is, do you, on the basis of the good achis or good asik principles, do I look upon that wall as if there's a virtual wall that comes down to the ground, and therefore it's still a rishus hayachid, and I can carry within the walls of these ruins, or don't I say that? Azid gefreik to tabla to Rav. Mechitza tuluya means that it's hanging, it's suspended in mid-air. Ma'ashitata b'chorva, would they be matir carrying within the ruins itself? Amalezi told him, ein mechitza tuluya materes ele b'mayim. Only by water do we have this concept of the good asik mechitza, or this concept of the virtual walls. Because kalu shekila chacham b'mayim. What was the case of the kalu shekila chacham b'mayim? So the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and elsewhere goes into it in a little bit more detail. You're talking about a person who lives in a house which is adjacent to a river, and he wants to be able to draw water on Shabbos to be able to take it into his rishus. We got a problem because a river is a karmelis, and he happens to be inside rishus hayochid. So the Gemara says you have an aitza if this person has a terrace which is sticking out from his window. What he can do is, in the middle of the terrace, he can bore a hole, and he can have a bucket going through the hole in the terrace, going all the way down to the water, and bringing the water up in the form of some sort of very primitive elevator that he takes the water up and down on Shabbos through that hole. And it's a pulley system. After all, he's got to pull on it, otherwise it wouldn't get up. Fine. The problem is, but there are no mechitzas. So the Gemara says, no, we're going to look upon the terrace. Terrace, after all, has machitzas, a room and a room. Well, look at the wall to the terrace as if they go all the way down to the ground, into the water. Aye, there are no such walls. No, good asik, good achas. But it's only a special din that's kizukiv on the gabe mayim, because mayim is so important to human life. Therefore, by mayim you have this svara of the virtual walls, but not by the runes, because the runes, so you won't carry inside the runes. It's a heimgang, with makolarash. But what do you need? So it's a special kal that made by mayim. Very interesting. What does that have to do with us? That's Rabbi Yosef Rechnina was smiling. Rabbi Yosef Rechnina said that in other cases that you need water, even if there is no machitza, we deem it to be a virtual machitza, as if there's a machitza and you can draw the water. Here you actually have a machitza. It's taka nishka zashtark a machitza. Of epices, you have this chayrim, you have this fishnet from one end of the water to the other end of the water. Is madach when you have no machitza at all, you say, oh, I deem there to be a machitza. Well, you do have a machitza, you're going to tell me, I need a Chinese wall. I have a machitza. Even if I didn't have one, it's a kal shekila chacham b'mayim. They would have held, well, you deem it as if there is a machitza. Alach kam b'kam, if you have a shtikl machitza. So that's why Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina was smiling. You don't need a Chinese wall. Epes ha machitza shengenuk for purposes of mayim. Kal shekila chacham b'mayim.
Any coolest go chutz l'tchum that send the tchum to mayim based on this concept?
That's a very good question. You'd have to look in Shulchan Aruch how broadly the posuk him take this halacha, how far do we go with it?
But why do we have to go so far to just talk about it? We hold, generally speaking, that even a mechitza she'ina briya is good in all situations. It's a Pesach. So that's considered to be a mechitza, and even though it's not a mechitza briya.
You're talking about in terms of a regular Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabban, to establish new Rishusim. Here we're talking about al tchumen, that this water was mechutz l'tchum, because the waters are going backwards and forwards from one side to the other. It's going to the other side of the tchum.
But we learned the whole mechitz by Shabbos, by Kilayim, right? That even by Kilayim, you're allowed to have just a Tzuras of Pesach. And that has to be a mechitz ha-mafredes also.
No, it has to be dalaramas, and the wall is in place of dalaramas.
Exactly, and all you need is a tzuras of Pesach.
Because that's called a wall.
And so why isn't it called a wall here?
The same thing.
It's all you need by kilayim is a mechitza mefredes, and if the tzuras of Pesach works, why doesn't it work by the water?
Vesanish. You have to be ma'ayin that. You have to be ma'ayin. Vesanish. Anyway, but that's the halacha here. Lagabi
tchumen. You shouldn't need anything. You're saying.
No, you should just make a tzuras of Pesach.
Why do you have to come up to this funny case of the good achis? Why didn't you just say that we pass it in any event?
Because the whole purpose is that the water should flow back and forth, and it still is.
It's true, but there's a kal shikil chum. The whole dinam of tchumen is the rabbanon. It's the same rabbanon will make kal by mine. Okay, let's go back right to now. The next shtick of chumam ein loy el arba amis. A very, very simple piece of Gemara. If you'd be so kind if you turn back to the Mishnah just for a short moment to mem hey omed aleph, the bottom of the amud, where the Mishnah tells us about the guy that was sleeping during Bein HaShemoshes, and he wakes up later on. Does he or does he not have 2,000 amis? Tanakama says, Rabbi Yechmanuri says, yes, you do have. V'chamayimim, ein loy el arbam. See, three lines in the bottom, mem hei amad aleph, zon lichachomim, a person who wakes up, and on at the time of Bein HaShemoshes, he was not mechaven to be koine shvisa, he only gets 4 amis. Reb Lezer says, "V'hu b'emtzon." Yistaki gets 4, 2 in each direction, and then Reb Yehuda Omer, "La'ezer ruach sheyirta yelech." He can walk 4 amos in any direction, but my Reb Yehuda shembir loy. Once he decides which 4 amos in the north, the south, east, or west, any yochel achzabai, he can no longer change his mind. He only gets one chance to make a choice. One direction, 4 amis. Anyway, bottom line is, according to Yehuda, you get 4 amis. Frank Timura, the Chacham also said you get 4 amis. What's the difference between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? Everybody, the Chayra holds you get 4 amis if you were not Koinish Visa. Everything, Frank Timura, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm the Tanakama. I'm a Rabba Shmoinal Shmoinay Kibanayu. Ah, when the Chachamim said, Ein Loi Ella Arba Amis, what does that mean? Does that mean, let's assume, we're going to have a Gemara later on, how it works, whether you consider the person to be in the middle of a circle or in the middle of a square. Let's take a circle. If you have a circle and you talk about four amas, are we talking about a diameter, which means four amas in front, four amas in back, four amas in each direction, so therefore he really has eight amas altogether, right? From one end to the other end, you have eight amas, four in the front, four in the back, you have eight. Or are you talking about that he has four amas altogether, that the diameter is four, and therefore his radius is only two. He has two in front of him, two in back of him, two to the right and two to the left, and therefore four altogether, which is similar to the other man, the Yemen, that says that you're in the middle, Rabbi Lezer, that you are smack in the middle. That's the machloikas between the two. Rabbi Yehuda, Haida Tanakama, Amar Rabba, Shmoyna, Shmoyna, Ikemen, Haida. That according to the Tanakama, you have four in each direction, so you have eight altogether. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you only have two in each direction, you only have four altogether. So that's what's the machloikas in between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yehuda. The machloikas is that according to Rabbi Lezer, you always retain two in each direction, while according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, you have a choice to go and combine the two twos and make it in one direction, but once you make that choice, then you're stuck. You only have four in that direction, you have zero in the other direction. Okay. Tanya Mehachi, Taka Rai from a Bryce, Yesh Lashmoin al Shmoin, Divra Meir, the Chor the Chom of our Mishnah are Meir, that you have 8 by 8, meaning four in front, four in the back, four on the right, four on the left, 8 by 8 altogether. The Omer of Machloik is this machloik that Amishu, they have 4, 8, is legabe lahalach, such a person that was not koinishvis at the time, benishmash, is because he fell asleep. Avletaltel, if you're talking about carrying on Shabbos in Rishus HaRabim, now everybody knows you're not allowed to carry Rishus HaRabim, but you have up to 4 amas. If you find yourself carrying an object in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, up to 4 amas, not more, you can, in Rishus HaRabim. Of course, in Rishus HaYochid, you can carry 100 amas, as much as you have in Rishus
HaRabim. Or in
a Karmelis. In a Karmelis, yeah, Karmelis. Okay, and you have a little to the call 4 amas in, Tveilo, you only get 4 amas. Everybody would agree, no, 8 by 8, you only have 4 all together. Where did you take these 4 amas from? Not out of mid-air. Now, remember, Tchumen is, except according to Rabbi Kiva and Meir, everybody holds Tchumen is the Rabbanah. Carrying Rishus HaRabim, everybody holds that's a diaraisa. What our Gemara is saying is, midiaraisa, you still have a shtickle grace of 4 amas in the Rishus HaRabim, that if you find yourself carrying an object in Rishus HaRabim, you have up to 4 amas. You're now allowed to take an object from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. Avarag, you be moitzim Rishus HaRishus. Even a mashi. If, however, the beginning of Shabbos started, you're now in Rishus HaRabim, and you find you have something in your pockets, oh, you're not allowed to carry. Up to 4 amas you're allowed to carry, you're not allowed to carry more than the 4 amas. Aha, okay. Where do you take these 4 amos from? So tomorrow get a sign, you stay in Bozik, Shvu Ishtachtov, Al Yates Ishmam Koyma Biyay Mashvi. So say Shvu Ishtachtov. The one means Tachtov. Everybody's got to sit on himself, underneath him. What's my Kitachtov? So tomorrow Kitachtov. That means that the person has altogether the amount of the area that his body occupies when his body is lying down on the ground. If a person rests on the ground, how many amas is he occupying? So tomorrow v'kama tachtav, gufay sholosh amas. The average height of a normal individual is approximately 3 amas. Of course, if we say that 3 amas, each am is 2 feet, that would mean that 6 feet in the times of Chazal, which is probably not the case. I mean, we don't historically know exactly how tall people were at the time of the Gemara. People were shorter than today. I mean, today there's different nourishment and different this and different that. But anyway, so presumably,
for 50 years, you see people were shorter.
Sure, you see the Allah polishing and Allah clenching mention, and the children are all the giants. But anyway, the point is that they didn't have good nourishment back in Europe, and therefore the people did not grow as much. And today in America, it's an Allah gebaksen. So. Okay, anyway, regardless. But the point is, Gufay Sholosh Amos, but we had 4 Amos. The Amo, Kedei Livshoy Yodav Araglav. After all, if a person is sleeping, then from time to time he stretches a limb ahin and he stretches a limb ahead. And that's why you have him Bava Kama. What happens if in the meantime he knocked somebody else's eye out whilst he was sleeping? Is he chayv or not? And the Gemara says that Odom chayv loilam is a mazik loilam, pein or, ben yoshin, ben. But mid loilam, shkoya. That's the word. Odom mud loilam, shkoya.
What we say really, an Amo is 2 feet.
Okay, yeah.
So the average person is 7 feet?
No. That's what I'm saying. So Gufay Sholosh Amos, a person gets 6 feet altogether. 3 amas.
6 feet.
That's what I'm saying. So probably in times Chazal was a little bit less, and therefore the 2 feet per amma is the choira.
It wasn't 2 feet per amma.
it would appear that at the times of Chazal it was less than that. Okay, anyway, it's taka machloik is what this shear of an am is. According to some, an am is only 18 inches and not only 1.5 feet. Are you going to tell me that the average person was only 4.5 feet? It's probably somewhere in between.
Go look at the doors in Philadelphia.
Okay, let's continue on. Anyways, anymore, yeah, it's a regular person, it's 3 amas. And you have to add 4th am. You can't go and constrain a person and tie him down whilst he's sleeping. Of course, he's going to stretch out his limbs from time to time. So therefore, you have to add one more amma divra meir. And that's what the Torah meant when it says, shvu ishtachtov, 4 amas. If you do oimer, gufa sholesh amas, like you said, the amma kele shiyito, chavitz mitachas margaloisev, or meniach tachas merashoisev. The person's lying on the ground and he wants to put a pillow underneath his head, and he doesn't have a pillow, so he takes something that he would had underneath his legs, he ruins it from the legs, he puts it under his head, and now he has a shtickle pillow. So again, you have to have an additional amma, 4 amas. Both pshatim come out bottom line 3 plus 1. What the difference to make is because of the stretching, or it's because he's taking something from his legs, he's putting it to his head. Whether the arba amos are mamish, exactly meticulous and precise for amish, or do you say noch abes a bisseler? So Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says if you take it from underneath the legs and you put it underneath the head, then it's takim mitzumtzum, because you don't have to stretch so far. In fact, if anything, he's not really adding an additional amma, he's just bending over. The person's lying down on the ground, he needs to go and reach something underneath his legs, put it underneath his head. How much is he stretching? Not all that much. See, therefore you only get 4 amas. According to May, that person is stretching and you're like, oh, and stretching all directions, you have to add a little bit more than 4 amas. It's not mitzum tzomois, es epesabizol mer, according to May. That's where Rashi learns. And other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they say, Pung Faket, that according to Meir, it's a little bit smaller, and Rebut, it's a little bit larger. Okay, Sinishka Groys Achelik, no Abisla. Right. Omalei Ramisharsha Lebrei, Ramisharsha said to his son, Ki Ailis Lakam de Rapapa, when the next time you're going to visit Rav Papa, Boy Minei, I want you to ask him the following Shaila. Arba Amisha Omra, Ba'ama Didei Yavinan Lei, or Ba'amisha Koydish Yavinan Lei. What size amma do we give the person who is stranded because he fell asleep during Bein HaShemoshes and was not Koinish Visa? Again, according to Rabbi Yechem Anuri, you got 2,000 amas. If you're a Rabbi Yechem Anuri man, it's Gevaldik. But if you're all like the Chomer, the Blazer, and Rabbi Yehuda, you only have 4 Vusuk Tegaba.
It's a difficult posik if you say, and this is from here, we learned that Arba Amas.
Yeah.
The same posik says, Alese Ishmin Kolbot.
Right.
So how are we explain it?
So according, yeah,
it says to do with carrying, not
right.
About.
So in fact, the two ways that the Mefarshim learn pshat in the pusik, other gabi hilchas tiltel doesn't mean al yaitzi, means al yoitzi ishmim kaimai. A person should not be metaltel more than the 4 amas, and that's what the pusik is talking about. Shavu yishtachtav, you get 4 amas to carry in rishis ram, but al yoitzi, don't be moitzi anything. It says al yaitzi. This is the litvakis instead of al yoitzi. They say al yaitzi is a yaitzi mit yaitzi. Come on, dissolve. Okay, and then according to others, that's a makor of hilchis tchum entake. According to Bekiva, that holds it, it's min datoira, he learns from this pasuk al yetzish mekoyim, and now let it go out of your tchum on Shabbos. The karoim and the shomroinim that didn't learn Gemara, they only learned the Bible literally. The frima among them, this is Ephraim, but among the frima, among the karoim, they used to go and sit on one benkel against Shabbos, and they didn't move the whole time against the Shabbos. Maybe they had the Gemara that if they had to go to the bathroom, then they were Michael. So they're wearing a diaper on Shabbos. Okay, fine. So then, anyway,
I know it is a fact. I'm not making it up.
I am not saying you make chas v'shalom. So getting back to Agamar. So now we're asking about the 4 amas that a person gets. Are they 4 subjective amas or 4 objective amas? In other words, do we count the amas of this individual? Now, what means an amma? Of course, we always think of an amma, 18 inches, 20 inches, 24 inches. But an amma in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, means from the end of the elbow to the end of the middle finger. So if you measure from the end of the middle finger to the elbow, that's an amma. Of course, every single person has a different size amma. You have an oig melech habushin tik amma, which and then you have a baby amma, which is, of course, much, much smaller. See, one wants to know, this person that got stranded in the 4 amas, does he get his amas, or does he get normal objective Amis. Now the objective Amis, Gemara calls the Amishal Kodesh, because we have so many Psukim and Tanakh that describe how many Amis the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash was, and those we know were all
Orion,
six,
all the rest of
exactly, but Derech Klaus, six Tvachim Dik Amis. Yes, certain Klei Mikdash, according to certain Mandiyamar, was only five Tvachim, but we're going according to Mandiyamar that was six Tvachim. So therefore, are we talking about normal six Tvachim Amis, or are we talking about subjective this individual? So the Misharisha didn't know. The Misharisha asked his son, please, next time you go to the Papa, ask him, Ba'amadidei or Ba'amishal Kodesh. Now, if you're wondering, what's the Shaila? Imam Malach, if he's going to go and be Poshet Amishal Kodesh Yavina Lei, what happens if you have Oig Melech HaBoshen Matei Olov? What happens if you have a Yid that has the dimensions? Oig Melech HaBoshen was not Jewish. So therefore, he didn't really have a problem of Shvisa and Tchum, of Four Amis, Meyor, Benish Mushes, Nish Benish Mushes. But if you had a Yid that was a giant, like Oig Melech HaBoshen, he's so large, his whole frame, his whole body is about four or five or six Amis. So you're going to tell me he only has four Amis, he's not going to be able to move his nose, because moving his nose, he's going to be outside of the four Amis. So the Chari, you have to go and give him more, so you can't go and just give him standard objective size, you have to give him a gross Amis. So therefore, if he tells you Amishal Kodesh, what do you do Ma'ig Melech HaBoshen? You're right. You look at that individual, you don't look at the normal objective standard. So aim alay, then ask him, by time of the Kani Lord Gabe, Yesh Sha'omra Hakalafi Mashahu Adam. There's a Mishnah Masechtas Kalim, which we quote in the Gemara about 2 weeks ago, back on Daf Lamid, where it says that for certain halachas, you go totally subjectively with that individual. What's the case? So the Mishnah tells us Masechtas Kalim, for instance, we have halacha that a Koyin has to go and take a Koyimitz for an Amincha. Kmitza, we know, means three fingers. There's some kahanim who are giants, dry fingers is a large kmitza. And then you have some kahanim who are small, and not, of course, in spiritual stature. We're talking about a physical, don't be nervous, Rabbi Kahn. There's some kahanim that are small, and then they have a klein shik kmitza. Says the Mishnah Kalim, Einochanami, you go bekum tzai, that particular coin. There is no, that it's the volume of 3 ounces. According to each coin, if he has a bigger hand, a smaller hand, you go according to that measure. Same thing is, by Torah,
it
says
to be that way. What's he going to do? He's going to measure it first, but the Torah demands that he does a kmitz.
I'm asking to you. At this state, the Mishnah Masechtas came. The Mishnah also says, Malay Chofnov Ketoidus. That if you're taking Ketoidus and Mimakter every single day, you take Malay Chofnov, you take your handful. Some people have larger hands, some people have smaller hands. That'd be a big difference.
Does a person who brings it to Korban have a choice of which coin he wants?
I don't think so. The Malay Lugma B'Yom HaKippurim, what happens with Gab B'Yom Kodesh, for instance? On Yom Kodesh, you're not allowed to eat or drink in Yom Kodesh. What's the minimum? Shear a maloy lugma. Maloy lugma means a cheekful. Some people have larger cheeks and some people have smaller cheeks. Some people are big mouths and some people are not big mouths, etc. And same thing, the Gabi Mordon Shtei Sudas La'erev, that some people have larger Sudas, some have smaller Sudas. Anyway, so there in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Kalim, it says that in those categories, those cases, you don't have an objective standard, you look at each individual subjectively. As I bazoi, Zukta Misharisha, if you're going to tell me, the Gabi, the halacha of 4 amis outside the Tchum, it's also subjective. How come that case is not mentioned in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Kalim? If he's going to answer you, Amishal Kodesh, ask him what's going to be Oig Melech HaBoshen. See, he's going to tell me, you're right. You have to go subjectively. So then why doesn't it say in the Mishnah Yesha Amru in the Mishnah Masechtas Kalim? Everything Mark Yosel Kamed Rapapa. When the son of Rameshar Jitaka came to Rapapa, Omalei, he asked him this Shaila, Vosid Dozain, how come it's not listed in the Mishnah Masechtas Kalim? So he told him, Idaikinan, Kulahai, Loi Havitzaninan. If you're going to take every single word of Chazal and you're going to be medactic and medaic so much, Mitkamulish Uplenin. If you look at Rashi, he says, interesting, if you're going to go and be medactic as like a chuta sara in every single voice and every single list, you will never be able to answer ala diyukim. What I think the Gemara is really being meramis to is the Haintegi Yeshivas, Chas Shom, I don't mean to be moitzilazin anyone, however, that they learn only 3 or 4 or 5 blad agantzis man, because every single word, mamach tili tilim shaloluchis, by zuktach, if you're going to be medactic, kuli hai, li avatinim, mat gunish umplanin, the full plan of 50, 100, 100, 200 blad, so not to learn 3, 4 blad as man, is mamish a disgrace. But anyway, let's get back to the Gemara. The studio audience, don't be upset at me. Anyway, but getting back.
They agree with you.
They agree with me.
His.
Doing it. Exactly. Right, exactly. It's incorrect. It says Maloy Chofnav. Mamish Lubin Gabazuk.
It
says same thing with Gabay the Mincha. Maloy Kumtsoy. Kumtsoy Amaskim. Absolutely. Gabaz incorrect. That's where the Mishnah takes him from. So why did the Mishnah mention Taka, the four Amis, when you're standing outside? Shu Ish Tachtov. Tachtov, this person. It should say all to his four Amis. Everything Gemara. So therefore, he said, "Don't be medakte kuli high." But lemaisa, we have to give a teretz. La oyilam bi amadi day avinale. The amis we take give him his amis, and therefore Oyg Melech Habushan would have more than our four amis. He'd have his four amis, which might be 10 amis or 20 amis, depending on how big he is. I do kash block my time like Tony Gabi Yeshu Amru. I'll tell you why. Klipsikalei b'shem deikananos be'evorav. Because there is an exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? Taki normally give bi'amodidei. You look at that individual. Now, if you have a big oig melech habushan, he's going to have 10 amos. If you're going to have a nanos means a midget, so unfortunately he is so small, he doesn't need that much room, you're only going to give him 2 amos or 3 amos. Nebuchadnezzar's a klein shiya. Okay, that works. But then you have someone who is nebuch nishtahin and nishtahet. You have a nanos de evar.
Everybody gets 4 amos, but the larger guy gets more. You don't have to say...
No, but it goes for both. Why large? You can't make such a distinction. If you go according to the individual is one thing. If you go according to objective is another thing.
Exactly. So now the question is, if you're telling me that you always go subjectively, that the Oig Melech Habushan gets big 4 amos, and then the Nanas gets small 4 amos, so why does the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim also mention this case? So because there's one exception, and that's a Nanos Be'evorav. Who means Nanos Be'evorav? He has a normal, regular build, like a regular individual who's 5.5-6 feet tall, like normal, but unfortunately he has very short limbs, he has short hands or short legs, and therefore if you're going to say I'm going to measure the amma based on the amma of his arm, then the problem is, although he has a normal build and therefore he deserves a normal 4 amis, you're going to give him much, much less because his arm unfortunately grew
some sort of
a genetic defect of some sort.
Mimen was taking some kind of
formaldehyde or something like that. Except as I think, whatever it was. I'm sorry?
Thalidomide.
Maybe the doctors are weggegangen. They were the doctor. Any of the thalidomide? Did you mask the thalidomide? Yeah?
I'd stay away from that.
You stay away from that. I clearly mentioned. Anyway, so therefore they had such things, and therefore Nebuch, they had such small Avarim. So if you're going to measure that person's Avar, he's going to have nothing, or a very, very small amount. In such a case, Zokta Rashi and Zokta Papa, we're going to give him the normal 4 amas of a regular guy. So therefore, I can't
mention in Klein.
That's why he didn't mention in Kalim, because since this is. No problem. Since in all other cases, it's not a subjective, but in that one case, it'll be the objective standards. If once is a chutz, therefore, we leave it mechutz of that Mishnah. Okay, we get back to Hoyushnayim, Mikta Samoisha Shalzeh, and Mikta Samoisha Shalzeh. What was that all about? You remember the tail end of our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, what happens if you have 3 people who are all stranded outside of their tchum, but they weren't all stranded within their own 4 amis, but rather from one end to the other end, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven as at one extreme end, Levi at the other extreme, and Shimon smack in the middle. Aha. Reuven has 4 amis, Shimon has 4 amis, Levi has 4 amis, everybody has 4 amis because they all have 4 amis. Reuven's 4 amis between Reuven and Levi, which are the two ends of the spectrum, you have 8 amis all together. Reuven and Levi from one end to the other, you have 8 amis. So therefore, if Reuven and Levi want to get together, they cannot get together. Because Reuven goes 4 amis in Levi's direction, but he has to stop. Levi walks 4 amis in Reuven's direction, he has to stop, and they cannot go over each one's tchum. They're stuck there in the middle. They can greet each other and say hello, but they cannot go over the tchum to the other guy. However, Shimon, who happens to be in the middle, he has 4 amis. 2 amis from Reuven's 4, 2 amis from Levi's 4. So therefore, if he wanted to, he could sit down together with Reuven at a suda within the Reuven, Shimon Amis, because Reuven and Shimon overlap. Shimon similarly could go within his two Amis, he can go and have a Suda with Levi, but Reuven and Levi couldn't have a Suda at the same time, unless he's on his side of Tchum, he's on his other side of Tchum, but otherwise they couldn't have any interchange between one another. So for instance, if Reuven has Kugel and Levi has Chulint, Reuven would not be able to go and take from Levi's children, because Levi's children can't get on the other side of the Tchum, and Levi couldn't get the Kugel from Reuven. However, Shimon in the middle, Ekenes is siphon the children, siphon the Kugel, because he happens to be on both sides of the equation, both sides
and
of the
he can't give it over either, because it goes like that.
Exactly right. So the middle one could share with the other two, but the outside two cannot share with one another. Right. That was Aloch and Armish. Vezukti Nachmul?
The outside two are sharing with Shimon.
Correct.
So Shimon is in both the Shuyas. So
he is in both the Shuyas.
Absolutely. They could also share.
No.
There are two Amos of Reuven.
But the chayvitz of Reuven has to stay within Reuven's tchum, and the chayvitz of Levi has to stay within Levi's tchum. So the chayvitz of Reuven, which is full of chulin, I want to put it now on the other side and give it to Levi. I can't, because that's the end of the tchum. Shimon can go and share the two.
I'm saying, what Shimon took Koneh and hid the other side?
He's not Koneh.
You should give it to him.
Yeah.
Two extremes share two amas.
Each within. Each. Right, exactly.
So what happens? Reuven, who is in one extreme, has two amas within Shimon.
Right.
And Levi, who is in the other extreme, has two amas from Shimon.
Correct.
So they both share Shimon. And right. They could both eat whatever
Shimon. He's saying that Shimon should be allowed to give it
to Reuven. They can eat Shimon's own chafetzim, Shimon's own food. But not Shimon's food, because Reuven gave it to him.
Even though they are sharing with Shimon.
Because at the time the Koine Shvisa, you look at the time of Ben Shmushas. The Ben Shmushas, this chayfetz belonged to Reuven. So even though Reuven something gives it to Shimon, he gives him it dry kinyonim, he goes and gives him the kinyon chutzim, the kinyon agam, the kinyon doz, the amach mishicha, the agbuah, the alis.
That's clear, but they are sharing Shimon's.
But Shimon, when he gets it, he still gets it impressed with the lean of the tchum of Reuven. He can eat it, but only within the tchum of Reuven. He cannot do it within his own tchum. Baruch Hashem, his tchum overlaps with Reuven, so it's not
he
a problem. But he cannot go and take it on that part of his tchum that overlaps with Levi, that doesn't overlap with Reuven, because he stays with Reuven's tchum.
These people who went out of their own tchum on Shabbos, so you have to assume that they took their food with them. So
yes,
of course.
Assuming, otherwise, they couldn't be sharing it.
They're on the road. Else they can't.
Shabbos arrived and they're on the road.
Or it could be the helicopter dropped it. How are you going to tell me it's l'malam tchum and it goes to Mandioma that there's no tchum l'malam etzar tchum? Okay. Anyway, but bottom line is each one Baruch Hashem had some food and they all want to share it and they want to share and share alike. Reuven and Levi both can share with Shimon. Shimon can share with Reuven and Levi, but Reuven and Levi cannot share. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Come see again, Reb Shimon says, I'll give you a marshal. What's the marshal? What happens if you have three chatzedas which are adjacent to one another, and the rightmost chatzir was ma'arav with the middle chatzir, the leftmost chatzir was ma'arav with the middle chatzir, but the rightmost and the leftmost were not ma'arav one with the other? Says the Mishnah, says Reb Shimon, it's the same halacha. What means the same halacha? That the rightmost chatzir can be mishtamish, and you can go and take objects from chatzir one into chatzir two, and from two into one, and similarly you can go and take from chatzir three into two, and two into three. But you cannot take any chafetzim from Chatzir 1 into Chatzir 3 because they were not ma'ariv together. That's what Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah. Right to the Emor yet. What do I have to give Mishalim for? It's not as if the case of the Mishnah is so difficult to understand. I'm going to give a mashal, but now it's going to be simple. The mashal is exactly a parallel case. You talk about three people. You talk about three chatzeres. Vosetu Reb Shimon of Kitan. Every demar hachikamalu Reb Shimon l'rabban. It's not that Reb Shimon was trying to go and show that the svara of the three people is right. No. Rather, Reb Shimon had his own agenda over here. What was his own agenda? Because there's another machloikis which is hanging out there. Zot Reb Shimon, Mechdi, L'ma'a Dover Doime. What is our case similar to? the case in our Mishnah of the three guys. Reb Shimon is now tining with the Chacham of our Mishnah. And he says, how come over there, what means over there? In the case of the three Chatzeirois, you argue with me, Chachamim, and you don't agree to my halacha that the two outer ones can be mishtamish with a middle one, but they cannot be mishtamish the right with the left, or the left with the right. What do the Chacham actually hold? We'll see that shortly. But they argue with Reb Shimon. They do not agree with Reb Shimon that the two outer ones can mishtamish with the middle, and the middle can mishtamish the other two, but that the right and the left, one and three, cannot be mishtamish one another. Again, what
maybe
they hold...
Maybe it's not a native, maybe. Because Reb Shimon holds you a lot of carry through Chatzai.
We're talking about that the number one made an Erev with two, number three made an Erev with two,
so there's
but one and three did not make an Erev with one another. We're going to see the Chachamim disagree. What do they hold? We'll soon see what the
so
Chachamim
far
hold.
We
haven't learned them yet. Yeah. But that's what Reb Shimon says. In that case of the three Chatzeris, you argue with me. Why over there do you argue, but in the case of our Mishnah with the three individuals, you're masking that Reuven and Shimon can get together, and Shimon and Levi can get together, but Reuven and Levi cannot get together. Why? Why is it different than the case of the three Chatzeris? Maishna Hasan Plagisa, why do you argue with me by the case of the three Chatzeris? Maishna Hacha, by the case of the three people, the Lord Plagisa, why don't you argue? So, Rabbanan, how can you compare? Hasan Avshidiyurin. Hachalei Avshidiyurin. Ah, so now we're going to come up with what do the Rabbanan really hold? The Rabbanan hold that in the case of the three Chatzeris, where one made an Erev with two, and three made an Erev with two, but one did not make an Erev with three, none of them can carry from one to two, or two to three, or three to two, or two to one. They're all locked out. They cannot go and go and share and carry from one to the other. What's that good reason? Why not? Says the Gemara, because the Avshi Rabim. What means Avshir? Avshi Diurim. What means Avshi Diurim? You have so many people that live in these three Chatzeres. If you're going to go and tell all the people that live in one, you can go and take all of your items to two and take from two to one. Fine. He's going to go and take it to two. Then you're going to have people, you're going to tell them from three you can take it to two. Fine, you can take it to two. Then the number one people and the number three people are going to meet in two, and that the people from three are going to see, hey, the one guys are taking things from two and they're bringing it back to them. Oh, so I can do the same thing. True. But only of his chafetzim from chotzer number three. But he sees new stuff that he didn't see before. He sees chotzer one stuff, which is now in the middle chotzer. How did it get there? Because somebody brought it from chotzer one and put it in chotzer two, and he was allowed to. But the chotzer three guy sees that he's taking from chotzer two and he's bringing it back into one. So the guy from three thinks, I can also take it back into three. I mean, if Yankel, who lives in one, has a great Seir Lechira, a longer Buddha Pius, and I know it's very Medaki, Kechalik, Chachamura, and I see he's carrying from two to one, so I can carry from two to three. We also made a native. He made a native. I made a native. So therefore, there'll be mass confusion where people are taking from one to two to three to three to two to one. You know what? Don't do it.
It's
however, if you only have...
It makes no sense.
Actually, they agree, but they're making it zero.
Exactly.
Actually, they agree with them.
Right? Mask.
You have to make a psak that makes sense.
Because after all,
people could keep.
You have hundreds of people. Not everybody's Marv Ravashi agrees with Tomahawk.
Maybe
so you got to go make some zero.
You have some brains.
Anyways, for the case of the three individuals...
We're afraid for Chil Shabbos. Some people have brains, some don't.
When you have three individuals, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, you just tell Reuven, you can share with Shimon, not with Levi. Levi, you can share with Shimon, not with Reuven. Okay, you told them, finish already. But the option to you, and there's so many different people, people are going to forget, there's going to be confusion, and that's the reason why they're machmir, legabi, the three chaseis. Kum techois. I'm in it slightly. Kum techois. We thought nimtza bolalameid, the nimtza lameid. In other words, we thought Reb Shimon is bringing this case because he wants to strengthen the underpinnings of the case of our Mishnah and say, I'll bring you a raya. Reb Shimon says, that case you all agree, and I agree, everybody agrees by the case of the three individuals. Salmada Vadoima, you should also hold like me in the other case of the three chateiros, where I say in the three chateiros that one can share with two, and three can share with two, but one and three cannot share. Why, you Rabbanim, why do you argue with me? They said, Rabban, the reason why you argue is because the three people, only three people. Here you got hundreds of people, therefore there can be mass confusion.
But there's another thing slipped in here, the Rishus HaRabim business. That's a real item of people.
What's the Rishus HaRabim problem?
It's
so it could even be worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that, even on the surface, it wasn't dome.
Yeah, but they were all carrying from one cart to the other. They were psuchai zula zu. They didn't have
the
Rishus HaRabim.
So what's the difference?
Really, so you're just adding another good, solid reason why the Chum distinguished between the two cases. Very good. Excellent.
How can he say it's dome? Because it's really not.
So now you're going to get to Barry's question. Barry's going to go and say, don't we say that all gagais and chatzeiros and karfifas are all one rishus anyway?
No, that's only things that were there. Yeah. Now, things that they carried from the house.
Okay, but can you take from one chatzer to another chatzer?
I think that was there from before Shabbos, yes.
Okay, so Efrekta, what happens if you have things in the chatzer number one from before Shabbos? It's etag chatzer number one. And you made an eder from chatzer one to chatzer two, you're allowed to take them to two. Says the Gemara, but if you didn't make from two to three, then you can't go and take from now from one to two to three. Why not? All gagais, all chatzeiros.
It's only
talking
to Reb Shimon. Shimon doesn't hold that
Zion. But this is what Reb Shimon is talking. Reb Shimon says, what happened if you have three chatzeiros all together?
Yeah, because Reb Shimon is talking about where you take it from the house, in this case.
Uh-huh. Okay, anyway, bottom line is, we haven't forgotten about your question. but Dr. Goldfarb is just adding yet an additional svara why the Chacham argue with Reb Shimon. Because the Chacham say that there's a Shus Rabbi too. Reb Pinchas is not happy with it.
And this is not to go into the
Shus Rabbi. Don't be upset. Don't
make it safe then.
Exactly.
I couldn't carry in my house because I might take it outside.
Yeah.
To Ricky, the bigger the chumrah, the better. So it's a discount.
We had in the Gemara before.
Don't laugh at him.
Mark, remember we had the Gemara before. Just because one person mach when the other person makel, the makel guy is not allowed to smile at the.
Well, we're
time to understand the reality. Okay, let me get right. Ushtai machitzoi. What? Remember, what was the halacha now of Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon said that one and two made an eruv. Three and two made an Erev, but because one and three did not make an Erev, one can take Kalim from one into two, two can go from two into one, again, three can go into two can go into three, but you cannot take Kalim from one and take it over to three, or three over to one, because they did not make an Erev, one and three. Freitimar Bamai, I don't understand why not. Kimen de Arvilhu Chitzoinis Bahadiyam Tzoyis, Havilhu Choda. Now the Gemara makes a supposition, an assumption, which we haven't really discussed. And that is, where do you put the Erev? It's not just enough to go and say the Tefillah, Hinni Ma'arev. You gotta put an Erev somewhere. So the Gemara assumes in the Havamina that both Chotzer 1 and Chotzer 3 put their Eruvin in one place in the middle Chotzer in Chotzer 2. Now, what does that help when you... What's the whole concept of Eruv HaChatzeiros that you go and put food together in one place? Because what you're saying essentially is, I'm mevatel my rishus to somebody else. Let's say if you have five residents of one chotzer. Each one of them has their own rights to the chotzer. So how can they make an Erev? The pshat is that all five of them contribute food items and they put it in the home, the marshal of Reuven, who's one of the five. And now it's as if all of the other four are guests in Reuven's house. Reuven now becomes the sole landlord of all of the houses and all the chotzer over here, and he is allowing us as his guests to go and carry in the chotzer because all his.
We learned that the three usually are making every Shabbos, all the three.
Right.
And one Shabbos, one is missing, mm-hmm. The other two, sure. Kemezake, the third one. Sure. So what is the problem? If we have to talk about that, usually all the three are doing it.
Right.
Because if one never does it, mm-hmm. Then people will know that he's
out. He's not my debater.
He's wrong. The three don't do it together. The second does with the third, and the first does with the second. But who said, you're assuming that always they did it all together. It's not true. They picked this Shabbos session.
But that's what we learned.
If you do things together.
One is missing.
But that's only if you did it together. These guys never did it together.
Never did it together. There's no problem. Everybody
but that's what
knows.
We're talking about.
This everybody knows that you never does it together.
So let's... Gabi, both of you are right. In other words, if a person normally is mishtata be'erev, but he's not here this particular week, can we mezakeh him? Does he interfere with the erev? Here we're talking about the three chatzeiros. Now, not three individuals, three chatzeres. Each chatzer had at least two batim and maybe had 50 people, 100 people connected to that chatzer. So what happened over here? Chatzer 1 said, I'm making an Erev with you, chatzer 2. Chatzer 3 says, I'm making an Erev with chatzer 2. And we assumed in the Havamina that the Erevin were both placed within a bias in chatzer number 2. So therefore, it's as if all three chatzeres are now all merged together at one big happy family in the middle Erev, in the middle chatzer. So for 18 Mariyats, if that's stuck in the case, why aren't all three merged into one large chatzer? Since one agreed to merge with two, and three agreed to merge with two, so then everybody's merged.
Like
so
a even chain.
If, exactly like a chain, they all get together as one. So for 18 Mariyats, it's now one happy family, one big chatzer. They should all be united. You should be able to carry from one to three. Arm of Yehuda. So we have two terutzim. The Teretz of Rav Yehuda and the Teretz of Rav Sheshes. The Teretz of Rav Yehuda is that your assumption is wrong. Gigoin shenosna emtsois eiruva bezu veiruva bezu. It wasn't that one put its Erev in a bias in two, and that the Chotzer 3 put their Erev in two, but rather they insisted that it go in the other direction. That the Chotzer 2 put its Erev in 1, and Chotzer 2 put its Erev in 3. In chatzah number 3. By making two separate Eruvin, it's as if it's a statement that 1 and 3 have nothing to do with one another.
Yes.
2, I am takim arav with you, and that's why I'm putting my Erev in you number 1. 2 says I'm being ma'arav with you number 3, that's why I'm putting my Erev into number 3. However, 1 and 3 have no shaykhis to one another, and they do not merge. If, in other words, if Yehuda says, I agree with you, that if both 1 and 3 put their Eruvin within number 2, Taka would all merge and become one conglomerate, be all consolidated. But it's because 2 put it in 1, and because 2 put it in 3, they don't all merge together. That's what Yehuda's fine.
Two Eruvin instead of 1.
People. He made 2 Eruvin instead of 1.
Shouldn't they contradict each other? Because once I'm about to reshus. If 2 is Mevatel's Rishus with one Erev, shouldn't they contend with the Mevatel's Rishus with the other Erev?
We're going to see that Svar on the Amid base. Wait until we get the Amid base. Rav Sheshes Amar, Afilu Teima Shenosno Eruvim Bem Tzoyis. It could be Taka talking about that 1 put it into 2, and 3 put it into 2, like our original Havamina. Why did it all merge? He going Shnuch. No, Mishnei Batim. Instead of putting it into one house, in the middle chatzer, they put into two separate houses in the middle chatzer. The two Erevin, they took the Erev from one and they put it back in number 2, but in Reuven's house in number 2. And they took the Erev from number 3, they took and put it in number 2, but they put it in Shimon's house. Oh, then the two don't merge. Hey, tomorrow, who says that? Where do you take that from? Kiman l'chayre ki Beis Shammai. You're saying like Beis Shammai. You're telling me that this Reb Shimon is passing like Beis Shammai. Where do we find Beis Shammai? This I knew under the Braisa. Instead of talking about separate chatzeros, now we're talking about one chatzer and separate residence. Chamish shegovo es eruvan v'nasnu b'shnei kelim. They put it into two separate kalim within the same bias. In other words, they collected together the food items from this entire chotzer. Let's assume that there were 5 people. 3 people put it in basket number 1. 2 people put their seudois in basket number 2. And you took the 2 baskets and you put it in the same house. They shami omrim ein eruvin eruv, because it's as if each one is separating and making their own residence in that basket, and the 2 baskets are separate. Sagaynish ein eruvin eruv. Beisalam eruvin eruv. Nah, come on, they're all in the same bias, even though they're 2 separate baskets. No problem, the eruv works. So since we said that according to Rav Sheshes, the pshat in Rav Shimon is that you put it in 2 separate batim instead of putting in 1 bias, and that's why 1, 2, and 3 don't merge. They happen to be separate. Freitimor ebazoi, then you're telling me like Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai is the one that distinguishes between the 2 kalim. Beis Hillel says they're all one. Are you going to tell me that if Shay's basking like Beis Shammai? They went, nah, come on. How can you compare? Fill the same of Beis Hillel. I'd come to come to Beis Hillel. Awesome. El Bishnei Kalim Bayis Echad. El Bishnei Batim Loi. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, if there are 2 Kalim and 1 Bayis, it doesn't make a difference. One basket, 2 baskets. It's all the same kitchen, it's the same house. It's all fine. But 2 separate batim, those are under masa, because in the takanat mevatel datim, this is similar to what Barry was talking about before. Did you, the whole inyan of an Erev is that all Mavatal Arishuyos to one particular individual, saying, Reuven, you're now the king of this Ganze Chotzer, Medalabatim, it's all yours, and we're your guests. We're all going to be Kohen Shvi'is in your house. But here, if you're talking about that some people say, I want to be with Reuven, and some people say, I want to be with Shimon, that sounds like a classic Machloikis to me, that they don't want to be united in one house. They want to have two houses. A Beis Shammai house and a Beis Hillel house. They want to have two separate houses. So even Beis Hillel would agree that it's not Mitzvah. Ah, so that's the case of Rav Sheshes, that they have two separate houses. Amli Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avia, l'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avia said to Rav Ashi, l'Rav Yehuda Kasha, u'l'Rav Sheshes Kasha. I don't understand either the teretz of Rav Yehuda or the teretz of Rav Sheshes that we just had on the Amid Aleph. Remember, what did Rav Yehuda say? Why don't we merge all three together? Because instead of one and three putting their Eruvin in two, instead they had two put one Erev in one and one Erev in three. It's Kasha Rav Yehuda. What's which? Rav Sheshes Kasha. Rav Yehuda Kasha, the Omar. Keep going to know them until you say Ruv Bezu. Ruv Bezu. What's enough? Kim Kimi the irva emtzoyis bahadi chitzoyna havile chodo. Let's go and do this in steps. Don't put the, we didn't do the two eruvin simultaneously. So let's assume that one and two made their eruv first. So what happens now? So now two is mavatal its rishus to number one, and it's as if now one and two merge together as one. Okay. So now when three comes to two and says, hey, you two guys, I want to go and make an Erev together with you. And the two guys said that they mask him. Two is no longer two on its own. Two is bloated. Two now already has within it number one. Because two and one have already merged. So now three is not just talking to two. Three is talking to two. And parenthetically, he's also talking to one. Because one and two have merged into one. Into number two. So it's a great feeling, Mariet. How did Rav Yehuda say? You should know some tzoyis Rav Bezu. Rav Bezu became the irva emtzoyis b'hadi chitzoyna. Once you have the first erev made, that number two did it with number one. Havile chodah. So now one and two emerged as one big chotzer. V'chihadra v'orva b'hadi idach. Now when number two does its erev with number three, shlichusa avda. It's as if it's doing the shlichus for number one. What do you mean the shlichus? Because one and two are now as one. So therefore, when two negotiates with three to mevatel its rishus to number three, two is schlepping mit one with it on its back. It's representing. Ah, the kabbas does he shine representing? That's the Gemara's teretz. That's the Gemara's teretz. That's the Gemara's teretz. That's the Gemara's teretz. But that was the kasha that Rav Acha and Rav Avia asked to Rav Ashi on Rav Yehuda. And I also don't understand Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes kasha. What did Rav Sheshes say? Rav Sheshes said they both taka put it in the middle chotzer, but they put it into two separate batim. You should go and say that it's all Asr now. I think, Barry, I think you asked that on the Amud Aleph. Yeah. Since they're putting it into two separate batim, instead of saying that one can go with two and two with one, and three can go with two and two can go with three, they're soiser one another, because it's as if each one is saying, I don't want to be together with him, I don't want to be together with him, and everything should be Asr. It's
not...
This is Rabbi Cohen's famous expression. Anyway, so bottom line is exactly. So when you have one putting it into two and three putting it into two separate batim, it's as if they're saying never the twain shall meet. We don't want to have any shaykhs. So when you have, it's like five dirim in one chater. When three dirim put in one bias and two put in the other bias, nobody can carry. It's not that three can and the two can. Nobody can carry, so nobody should be able to carry here either. So that's the chayyut gefrekt. It's only Rav Ashi. Let Rav Yehuda kasha, let Rav Sheshes kasha. It's an ishver. Rav Yehuda le kasha. Remember, what was the case of Rav Yehuda? Even that Rav Yehuda said that two put its eitav in one and put its eitav in three. So we said that once two and one get together, then two is now representing one, like the Gaba said, b'toyr shlichus, to be able to go and merge with three. Given the irvo lo emtzoyis b'adi chitzoyna, ushtaim chitzoyis b'hadi adori lo irvo. But one and three said, no, I don't want to have anything to do with three. You two, you're a shayna mechitin. One and two, we can get along together. The three people, this is a chazachamaratzim, no good nikkid, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with them. Ah, kal yadat in b'nichalei, u'b'holei nichalei. So therefore, two cannot represent one, because two says, one, I'm schlepping you along to go and merge with three. I don't want you to schlep me along. I'm staying home. So therefore, he cannot represent him as ein chum adam al b'fana b'ez nishmaskim. He doesn't want. So that's the teretz according to Rav Yehuda. That's what you were saying. They hate each other. Ul Rav Shesh is like kasha nishver on Rav Shesh. What was the kasha of Shesh? Remember, Rav Shesh said that the two put it in the middle, but they put in two separate batzim. So he said it should be asri adodi. But Rav Shesh is like kasha. Im omru diurin lahakel yemi diurin lahachmir. What does he mean to say? So Rashi explains. The case where you have five people where the diurim actually live there, so we're saying in such a case, one person who lives in the chotzer, if he doesn't put his suda together with Reuven, but they split it up, some with Reuven, some with Shimon, then you say they share one another, and therefore there's no erev. Masha'enkin over here, nobody of one lives in two, and nobody in three lives in two. We're just deeming them to live there because they put their erev there. So then you don't say that one asers on the other. Five diurim and one chatzah, they actually live there. So one interferes with the other by putting some with Reuven, putting some with Shimon. But nobody of chatzah 1 and chatzah 3 really live in chatzah 2. We're just deeming them to live there. That's not enough to shter to go and aser adodi, azoy is Rashi maz b'detertz. On Revina Marab, Zud Reb Shimon. Everything that we learned so far was Reb Shimon, that one and the middle can get together, and three in the middle can get together, but one and three cannot get together. This is the chum that Reb Shimon was referring to in the Amud Aleph, when Reb Shimon says, if you agree with me in the case of the three guys, why don't you agree with me with the three echad say, right? Chum moimim, rishus achas, mishameshes lishtei rishuyois, avaloi shtei rishuyois, mishtamshes rishus achas. What does that mean? That the two middle ones, I'm sorry, the two end ones can mishtamish in the middle, but the middle one cannot be mishtamish in the right or in the left. In other words, the two outer ones, they can go into the middle. So if you look at the Rashi, about 6-7 lines from the end, see five lines into the wide lines. Rishus achas mishamesh shtei rishuyos. Kelim sheshavzu bechitzoynos mutaros beemtzoyos. Those kelim that were in the rightmost or the leftmost, they are mutter to go and carry into the middle one. Da'achitzoynos le'irvu ele imzu. Ve'in rishus acheres moishchosan letzad acher. Nobody schlepping them in the other direction.
It's one way only.
One way only. Ve'in beis rishuyos mishtam shoyos le'irishus achas. The kimin shtei the forces of one schlep two to it, the forces of three schlep two to it. In other words, there's a tug of war going on over here. So one and three can be mishtamish in the middle one. They can go and put their kalim and take kalim from one into two, from three into two. But you cannot take kalim of two and put it into one, because the three guys say, two, you don't even look at one, don't have anything to do with them. And the one people say to two, don't take kalim from you and put it into three, don't have anything to do with them. So therefore, one and three can be mishtamish, they can put their kalim into two, but the two guy cannot take their kalim into one or into three, according to the chacham.
But that's not what we said earlier.
Because they're not finished. When I repeated this to Shmuel, that Rabbanan argued with Shimon, Amali, Avzu Div Reb Shimon, even Reb Shimon holds like this. Now the two pshatim in Rashi, what means even Reb Shimon holds like this? According to the second pshat, Reb Shimon holds like you just said, Alibe the Rabbanan, that even though Reb Shimon said that they can all be mishtamish, that one can mishtamish with two, and three can mishtamish with two, but two cannot be mishtamish with one and three. That's the second pshat of Rashi. Rashi, however, rejects that pshat, because the Lashon of the Mishnah says, Beferish Nishazoi. Amar Reb Shimon Lamad, Vedoim Lesholish Chatzeris, Mpsuchas Ulezu, O Mpsuchas Shisarabim, Iv Vishtaim Mitzoyis, He Mutaris Imohen, Vehei Mutaris Imoh. He mitaris imahen, he mitaris imah. Shtei tachlod. It goes both ways, not just one way. That's why Rashi rejects that second shot. But rather, what does he mean? Avzu de Reb Shimon. What you said about Reb Shimon is taki gerecht, that the one and three can work with two, and two can work with one and three. Avacham maimrim. All three are asa from right to left, to left to right. Alt is asa. What's the reason why? Like we said in the Amaram, because Avshi deal with so many people, there'll be so many mistakes. It's Agzeira, and that's why we asa everything, one with two, two with three, one with three, everybody is asa. Reb Hanani ben Akashay.